I apologize for the lateness of the recording, but I had a migraine last night and just didn't get around to it. But I want to share with you what I believe is must read. I love Covenant and Conversation by Rabbi Jonathan Sacks. It's an amazing series, but his introduction, and I am a loser and I like introductions to books, I know that. His introduction to Sefer Bereishis is amazing. He tells the following story. The Lubavitcher Rebbe, I think the sixth one, was with his Hasidim. And he said to the Hasidim, men, gentlemen, Rabosai, you should just know the Parsha should always be with you. People didn't know exactly what that meant. So they pressed him and said, Rebbe, what does that mean? And he said that the very nature of the Parsha will guide you and will help you and will instruct you. The story is powerful because how often do we find that we're in a bind and we look at the Parsha and there's something enlightening in the Parsha based on our experiences. And that's to say that when I learn a Parsha now, I don't see it the same way I did it a year ago, 5 years ago, or in 5 years from now. Because where I am in this very moment is a reflection on how I feel. And therefore, when I look at the characters, when I look at the stories, it just makes sense to me. And that said, I believe that we can possibly understand something really amazing in the Parsha, but it only hit me for the first time this morning. So here it goes. Yosef says to the brothers, I'm Yosef Ahud Avichai. I am Yosef, as my father is still alive. And it goes quiet. Crickets. The brothers have nothing to say. Now, why is it? Why is it the brothers have nothing to say? So we discussed previously that it was Musar. But I want to share with you a different possibility. Some people, and I've never been into this until I experienced it yesterday, have a thing towards mindfulness. There are apps on our phones, different things. What is mindfulness? Mindfulness is where I have to be completely dialed in. The only thing right now that I'm going to be thinking about is this very, very, very topic. It's hard. How often do we find our mind wandering? I believe that the first time that the brothers can be completely mindful, there is nothing else in their minds other than the present moment, is right before Yosef says, Ani Yosef Ahud Avichai. They don't know where it's going to end, but they know that they're out of excuses. There's nothing left for them to do but to soak in the moment and hope that they're able to take it. That's, I think, why when Yosef says, Ani Yosef Ha'od Avichai, they're speechless because they're so fixed in the moment, they have nothing else to say. It's a wild possibility, and I don't think it's necessarily pshat, but there's just this one moment where they are so singularly focused. There's nothing else for them to think, to do, to figure out. And when they hear that, they take in, wow! Everything we've been searching, fixing, wondering, hoping, planning, it's all been in front of us the entire time. It's a very, very, very interesting idea. And I don't know if it's correct. And I don't even know if it's, and I certainly don't think it's pshat. But I think it is the message that every once in a while, we really have to just be there. Have a great day.